Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Our next interview is with Dr. Cass Ingram. We have recorded it previously, so here he is. We have Dr. Cass Ingram with us today. He's a nutritional physician and an osteopathic physician, and he also is an author of 25 books. So he's a wealth of information. He travels the world promoting perfect health in a natural way. Today we were going to pick his brains about staying well with wild oil of oregano. So welcome, Cass.
How you been doing over that way?
Pretty good. But we haven't had you on for a while. So can you tell us a little bit? Now, you wrote this book probably a decade ago about the wild oregano extract. But the information is always just firsthand. And it's such an important thing to remember as we want to bolster our immune systems. Can you give us the history on wild oregano?
Well, the ancient pharaoh and so forth used it in embalming, but the Babylonians used it for cardiovascular, for wounds, and for chest infections. Then you had your ancient Greeks, and they didn't really use it that much as a spice, or the Italians. They were using it as a drug. And what they did was they used to stuff it in the olive oil amphoras. They stuffed it full of the wild oregano until the olive oil became oregano. Flavored or tasting or infused, then they would rub it all over their bodies. They knew it was that good for overall health. You had your Islamic times when the Prophet Muhammad said it's good for colds, and we know that categorically, you know, with our studies, that it destroys the cold and flu virus. You had your medieval people who were using it for earaches, colds, flu, congestion, menstrual disorders, diarrhea, stomach trouble, and they found out that it's a pretty good sedative for inducing for sleeplessness. That was the ancient use. And then in the 1930s, after Cavell did her research at the Pasteur Institute showing that it killed every known germ, oil of oregano did, and Martindale in about 1910 said it was the best antiseptic ever, it fell out of favor because they started contaminating the oregano stocks with thymol and synthetic phenol, and so there were some people got sick. There were some fatalities. But, you know, when I brought back the oil of oregano back in about 1997, and I kept lecturing about it in Canada doing radio shows, it became a mainstay, the real oil of oregano, the wild one.
Right. So there's a difference between oil of oregano in your grocery store and wild oregano.
What happened was that several Canadian companies and others said there's oregano as a business. Let's do the oregano wars and we'll fight that guy from the States a little bit. And all of a sudden these farm-raised oregano oils, I didn't know I was going to get into any wars. I mean, I just wrote the books. And there are about five brands, and we tested them by gas chromatography, and they were all farm-raised. Some of them had synthetic carvacrol, just the very thing that I've been telling people, you know, stick with the 100% wild oregano oil from the mountains growing on the rocks, hand-picked by the villagers. We're going to support the village communities that way. You know, we're going to do a good deed. Every time we buy a bottle, it's going to help the locals. And but the main thing is it's going to help our health without any derogatory effects when you take the wild one. Yeah.
So we can't really recreate it in a farmed way.
Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano, 101 Uses. Cold, flu, bronchitis, sinusitis, asthma, yes. But emphysema and COPD. How about Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel, spastic colon, H. pylori? Nobody knows that.
Mm-hmm. And so, in its natural state, where does wild oregano grow the best?
About a bit in Greece, mostly in Turkey, some in Lebanon, and some in Syria. It's the Fertile Crescent medicine. That's the 100% wild oregano.
Mm-hmm. And the carvacrol is different. That's the active that there's probably more than one active, but that's the main marker. It's you're saying it's different in a farmed product over wild?
Different because you're clone. You have to clone the, you have to inject the clone with toxic bacteria to force the carver crawl up, and it's routine in the oregano business now.
Okay.
So, I mean, I haven't talked to you in a while, but that's what's happened in the last 10 years.
Wow.
And I've stayed the same course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, oil of oregano, wild oil of oregano, Oreganol P73, the original brand, you can go with that. And I've been treating people with the Oreganol, the P73, the oil, the juice, the Oregamax crude herb, since the time we talked. Lyme disease, chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr, intestinal disorders, lung and chest conditions, cardiovascular. I have been giving it out and recommending it, but I know what I'm doing. You know, I'm not just buying a stock oregano oil from Superstore, and this is what that's the cheapest brand, and it's pretty good, 1 ounce. No, I'm not recommending that ever, you know.
Okay. You know? In the historical uses, you said that at one point people were just massaging it into their bodies. Did they get the same effect as taking it orally?
The finding was when the archaeologists uncovered a boat with 2,500 amphoras. And what they were doing was they stuffed the amphoras full of oregano. They were olive oil. They would take the infused oil, and primarily they would saturate their skin. Now, we know that oregano oil keeps the skin beautiful. We know that it will destroy acne. We know that it's fairly good for dermatitis. We know it's excellent for lymphedema. So if someone has a swelling, they rub the oregano oil, the super strength, into the tissues, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they get the benefit of mobilization of the lymph. But beautification of the skin, of the body, the torso, and the face. Now, nobody would, and sunburn protection, nobody would ever think that oil of wild oregano, anybody who's taken it, as hot as it is, could ever help with a burn. Now, it's not the burn season right now, but it will eradicate any kind of a burn, a sunburn, an oven burn, whatever could happen to you or your children, it'll eat it out.
Cass, how does it feel to put it on a hot burn?
Because it's less painful than water.
Okay.
Yeah, and honest to God, it'll shut down the inflammation, and therefore, you know, you'll have less pain. It's like homeopathy. It's the opposite of what they say.
Okay.
You give arsenic for arsenic poisoning in homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving the body aggressive hot anti-inflammatory for heat. That means arthritis. That means injury. That means a trauma. That means fracture. That means, anything, that's infection of the tissues, of the rosacea, it means erysipelas, it means, you know, acne and boils, and pyelonidocyst, as painful as it is, you put the oregano on there.
So is it good to take it internally and put it on externally when you're really fighting some of those kind of things?
Deal with the oregano. Who started the whole industry, you know, back in 1990s.
Right.
Talked in 2000.
Yeah.
When you deal with that, you can drink the whole bottle twice a day.
No repercussions.
Use an antiseptic in high doses for something miserable, like a strep infection or a staph infection or MRSA, or you smuggled it into the hospital because your loved one is sick from a pathogen. Or a drug-resistant germ that could kill you in a minute, or make you lose your arm or leg, or Lyme disease, God forbid. Well, you take it internally, not just topically.
Okay, Cass, is there anybody young or old or any with any special situations that just shouldn't take oil of oregano?
Large doses of oil of wild oregano, maybe your blood pressure might temporarily go up. So I tell people with brittle hypertension, they should take the oregano oil with a full meal. And that seems to prevent that. Other than that, I don't know of anything. Somebody can tell me if there is, because I haven't. And, you know, it tends to reverse pathology, not mm-hmm. make it.
Okay. Do you have, like, children, grandchildren? How do you use it on wee ones?
On what?
On wee ones, on babies or children.
Oh, well, rub it on the bottom of the feet.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
And, you know, as they get a little older, 6 months, if you want to rub a little bit in, or put one drop in some honey for their bronchial condition, if they have colic, go right ahead. There's no issue.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, with your newborn, you rub it a little bit on the back, a little bit on the feet, and they get plenty that way. You know, and,
So that's keeping their whole immune system strong. Would you use it as a digestive in any way?
You know, chemical vitamins and, you know, Pedialyte and Pediaprofen and all sorts of chemicals. That's not going to help the kid's immune system.
Hmm.
But you give them a little oregano oil, or you open up, you take the juice of oregano and put it in the bottle with the milk even. And or a little oil of oregano. The edible kind. Now, I'm not telling people to go to the mass market and buy just anything for this purpose. Not for infants. No, you have to use the wild oregano. That's it.
And that's a product by who?
Well, the only maker that we tested that scored wild was the North American Urban Spice, who originated this in Canada. And that's the Oreganol P73. Unfortunately, sadly, every other Canadian brand we tested scored as being potentially farm-raised. There might be one other, but I'm still looking into it because they claim it's farm-raised and they claim it's wild. And Now, we talked to a prominent Greek company, and they said, no, we don't pick it wild. We farm-raise it, and we farm-raise it to have a high carvacrol level, which we artificially induce. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about has to be wild, has to be on the mountaintops, has to be hand-picked, and that's wild oregano. That's the one that works.
Fantastic. Would you just use it when you have medical problems, or do you use it year-round?
Right. You take 5 drops a day, or you take a gel cap, or you take the juice of oregano, you take a couple of Oregamax, juice of oregano, Oregamax, oil oregano. Those are the 3 things that I started preaching about decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
The juice is the aromatic water. That's what the village people use. The oil is what we've learned to use, which is distilled oil. The Oregamax is the crude herb. So if you took, say, some Oregamax and a bit of oil of oregano or what have you, whatever it is, you took it every day, you know what would happen? You're not going to get sick. You're not going to get a flu. We're not going to talk. We have nothing to talk about. Everybody, if all of your listeners would take the time to just take a little oil of oregano, even every other day, there wouldn't be any cold or flu this year in those, you know, in those people.
Fantastic. I think we better all get a bottle.
You should get a bottle because nobody should get sick. And how about you and I if we get sick? What are we going to do?
Grab oregano oil.
Our mouths are our living.
Right.
Got no chance. So why not prevent it, right? Instead of saying, oh, my God, doctor, I got the horrible sore throat or tonsillitis or flu or whatever. Yeah. Get yourself some oil of oregano. I know.
That's right. Cass, we're going to go to a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll talk about your latest book.